Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, the statistics on breast cancer show that this is an illness that affects a lot of American women. The latest statistics that we have come from 2007, and in that year, there were almost 203,000 women in the U.S. diagnosed with breast cancer. And we now have a new study which says we may have been treating breast cancer unnecessarily. There's a 100-year-old practice for this disease that in 20% of patients may not be necessary. That's according to findings in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They say that for some women, the procedure in which they remove cancerous lymph nodes from the armpit is not necessary. To explain, we have Dr. Elisa Port, Chief of Breast Surgery at Mount Sinai Medical Center. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is it common to treat all breast cancer by removing not just the cancer in the breast, but also the lymph node in the armpit?
Absolutely. Checking lymph nodes to find out if there's cancer involved and then removing those lymph nodes because cancer is involved has always been the mainstay or part of the mainstay of treatment for breast cancer.
Well, and is that because they've found that they have to find cancer in the lymph node before they remove it? Or as soon as they find breast cancer, they also remove the lymph node?
Well, typically the only way to find out if cancer has spread to the lymph nodes, which provides very important information for both treating the cancer and for prognosis purposes, and also because removing lymph nodes that have cancer in them, especially if there's a lot of cancer, it was considered to be helpful. I mean, obviously, it doesn't make sense to remove a tumor in the breast, but leave cancer that you know exists in the lymph nodes under the arm. And so in the past, what we've done is remove these lymph nodes with the understanding that if cancer is found in these lymph nodes, the rest also needs to be removed. And that is what's changed in this new information.
And the new information, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that it turns out that in a significant portion of patients, 20% at least, there's no rise in success rate when you remove those lymph nodes. In other words, 20% of women could get by without having those lymph nodes removed.
Right, but let's be clear. It's 20% of the women could get by without removing the additional lymph nodes because once you remove a couple of them and prove that there's cancer there, in most cases, that's all that the cancer is there, and all you're doing is removing additional normal lymph nodes. And what the study showed us is that even in cases where there is some cancer left behind in other lymph nodes, probably what's going on is women with breast cancer get additional treatments. They get women who have lumpectomies get radiation, and many of them get chemotherapy as well. And in the study, most of the women did get chemotherapy, about 95-97%. And so it's probably those additional treatments that are mopping up if there is microscopic cancer that's left behind in the other lymph nodes.
Well, how significant is this surgery? And is there a real health impact on a woman when you take out extra lymph nodes as opposed to not? I mean, perhaps there's a benefit to just being doubly, triply sure.
Sure. I think it's a very good question. And the issue is there absolutely is a risk to doing the additional surgery. When you, first of all, in general, it usually requires going back to the operating room. So it's a second trip to the operating room. Many times we're only finding out that these lymph nodes have cancer after the surgery when the pathology report is reviewed and so forth. So it's a second trip to the operating room. In general, to do that surgery, the second surgery to remove all the lymph nodes, we make a bigger incision under the arm, we remove all the lymph nodes, and perhaps the biggest risk and the most feared risk is what's called lymphedema, which is swelling from the arm that can result from congestion when those lymph nodes are removed. So women can develop lymphedema. Many don't, but a lot do. There are also restrictions that we place on women in terms of what they can do with that arm. For example, in general, when women have all their lymph nodes removed, we ask them not to get blood drawn on that side. because of risk of infection. We ask them not to get their blood pressure taken on that side and so forth. Many women experience some numbness in the inner aspect of their arm. And while most fully recover, you know, their arm movements and their range of motion and their ability to do exercise and so forth, it is, you know, there is morbidity and there are risks to doing this bigger surgery.
It's not pleasant to have those side effects. I've known people with those consequences of the surgery. How is this going to complicate or make easier the decision in your clinical experience mm-hmm. to actually do this surgery or not?
Right.
Give us an example.
Well, understand, first of all, that this study doesn't apply to all women with breast cancer. So, for example, you know, a woman who has a mastectomy who's not going to be getting radiation and so forth, there weren't women that had mastectomies included in this trial. And so we think we have to be careful about, and those of us who do this for a living really have to be judicious about who we apply these findings to. But in general, a woman who has a small breast cancer, who we remove that cancer and we remove 2 or 3 lymph nodes under the arm, and we find out a week later that there was microscopic spread of the cancer to those lymph nodes, whereas previously we might have gone back to the operating room to take out the rest of the lymph nodes only to find additional cancer in a very, very small number, now we can feel more comfortable saying, you know, the likelihood is that there is no more cancer left in those lymph nodes. And even if there is, we've shown now that that microscopic disease can easily be taken care of by these additional treatments that you will be getting.
But Dr. Elisa Port, the patients may not be more careful. I mean, we know that patients are more likely to believe in studies that call for more treatment than studies that call for less.
That's true. But that's why this is so important, that even though it shows that there is less treatment required, it has shown beyond a shadow of a doubt that there really is no difference in long-term survival and recurrence of cancer in those women who don't have the additional surgery.
Dr. Elisa Port, Chief of Breast Surgery and Associate Professor of Surgery at Mount Sinai Medical Center, talking about new findings about treatment of breast cancer that were just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.